Yo, so the opinions and views expressed in this podcast are that of our own and the Future Bachelor podcast only, and not affiliated with any outside party or entity or anything like that. This fun podcast, though, may include some adult language.
Future Bachelor podcast.
Yeah.
With those keys.
Future Bachelor. Let's go. Ow.
I just noticed that you still have your mistletoe up.
Valentine's Day, baby.
That's not how that works.
It's a feeling that I want to stay. Cause my heart starts beating triple time with thoughts of loving on my mind.
You getting in the mood for that V-Day?
It's every day's V-Day when you're me.
Yo, that was hot.
Weekend in these, I can hardly speak. I lose all control. Something takes over me.
She's dancing like a car dealership. The balloon outside.
It's just the emotion is so much for my little body to handle.
It knocks me right off of my feet.
Woo!
Can't explain how your love, it makes me weak. Yeah.
Oh, man, I was getting my feelings with that
one.
Yeah,
I was about to say, I'm like, are you getting weak right now?
Got a little weak. Guys, welcome to Future Bachelor. My name is Sai.
I'm Veronica.
And this is episode 47. What it do?
Hey! Wow.
Happy Galentine's Day.
It is Galentine's Day, the day that we are recording.
I just found that out.
February 13th.
Okay. So tomorrow, which is going to be today for people listening.
Yeah.
Happy Valentine's Day,
yeah.
V.
Yeah. You know, love you, Dove.
Yeah, V-Day. Happy V-Day, V-Day. Yeah, that's pretty cool, right?
It is cool.
I'd like to shout out to the YouTubers out there. Shout out to all the podcasters. If you're listening or watching us, we really appreciate it. V's really feeling herself on that camera. Go, girl. The paparazzi is out here.
Oh,
okay.
God.
All right. Well, how's everything going?
You know, just living life.
Yeah. Life
is being lived. Cool. So we saw each other this weekend as we tend to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
To celebrate our friend Morgan's birthday.
Yeah, shout out to Morgan. That was pretty dope.
Yeah, we went to Optimist for dinner. We went to Marcel and other places on the west side before I left her, before she fell asleep at Ornsby's.
Oh, you put it out there.
She knows. It's
yeah,
fine.
No, but that was fun. She definitely had a lot of guy friends.
I know. Well, yeah, I know. Hell? Like her friend Amber.
We're going to have to change that next birthday or something.
I know. Well, because like it's me, Amber, and then her friend Amy, and then I guess now her friend, like she only has like a few female friends. Mm. Which, I mean, like, whatever. I have plenty of guys.
That's fine.
I had
a fun time.
You know I have a ton of guy friends.
I just, it would have been nice, you know, if there was a girl there. You know what I'm saying? Besides you guys.
Okay, yeah, sorry. Jesus.
Anyways.
He's like, yeah, I don't need to just stare at you, Veronica.
I had you guys stare at. That was cool. But anyways, yeah, it was cool. I actually ended up doing like a birthday the next day too. So there was like
birthdays. I'm telling you, like the beginning of the year, it's birthday.
I actually don't mind it though, because it really makes me feel like, all right, that's cool. I have plans for the weekend.
Well, because then it's just like, then you get to see like those different, for me, like I'm very much so into like making sure I'm balancing my time seeing the different people in my life. And mm-hmm. like for me, when it's like these different birthdays, then I know for sure, like I'm, you know, spending time with these different people, or maybe even different friend groups.
And there's,
or, like,
there's like, I feel like there's two types of people, maybe three, but two types. There's the people that go to these things, like there's three. There's people that go to these things. They only go to them if like they really like the person. Or I go to them if I'm invited. Like, you know, if someone invites
like,
me to their birthday,
I'll make an appearance.
I'm going.
Yeah, I'm going to make an appearance.
I don't understand when people are just like, nah, I'm not going to go. Like,
unless
I understand
I'm busy.
If you have something
yeah,
else.
Yeah, unless I'm busy, I'm going to go. Like,
yeah,
I'm
but some
make
people
an
really
appearance.
Just don't go. Like, they just like, yeah. like you invited them and they're like, but yeah. I'll save that sad story for another time. Mm. Yeah.
Ooh, seems like that's something heated behind that.
It's all good, man. All I need is myself
oh.
and V for this podcast.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we had that. What else did you do that weekend?
Also, my friend Annie just got a new job in Dallas.
Oh,
like,
yeah. Shout out to Annie.
Yeah, she literally is like on her way there. And she's probably there
oh,
now.
She's gone?
Yeah, she
didn't even get to say bye.
I know. But she had us do her last hurrah in Buckhead because when she interned here a couple summers ago, we would go out in Buckhead. And like, if for those of you that are listening in Atlanta, you know that Buckhead is, it's like a bougie, but when it comes to the bars, it's like college bars pretty much. Cause it, and, but like for me,
that's what I liked about it when I first moved here. I'm like, this makes me feel like I'm back home. Like
yeah,
you know,
it's definitely like that. And like, if you go to Buckhead, you're going to party. Like, you're going to go hard.
It's just different. Like, you're like not, if you go out here, people, like, act all cool. And they're like, oh, let me get my little old-fashioned or with the orange peel, please. No, and like, out there, they're just like, pictures, like, crack stands,
yeah,
let's
like,
go.
Like, the, everything's a double or a triple. Hell well. Yeah, like, that's what I'm used to. Yeah, like, you're not fucking around. Like,
I like that.
Like, and honestly, for me, I didn't even drink that much. I was, like, exhausted on Saturday. Mm-hmm. I literally got back, like, from brunch Saturday morning and, like, got into my bed under my weighted anxiety blanket and watched, like, my reruns of my shows that I had to catch up on.
Nice.
And, like, passed out. I was, like, I don't think I became vertical until, like, 8 p.m. to then get ready to go out.
Yeah, no. I definitely was productive this weekend. I did a cover that is going to be released the same time.
It's
going to
be released. It's today. Yeah, if you're listening, it's released now.
Yeah, you definitely.
Listen.
Yeah,
listen
unless,
out.
Unless
Watch
you're
now.
Listening to this podcast at 5 a.m., it should be released by 6 a.m. So,
which, like, if you're listening to this, like, on the dot at 5 a.m., like, good for you.
Yeah, there's a, yeah, damn, dude, that's crazy. But there's going to be a lot of content coming from me in the next day, and which is cool because, like, the last couple weeks, I've been really working hard to, like, put out some type of piece of content every week.
You've been using that whiteboard
tracking
your progress.
It's working.
See?
Like, dude,
guys.
It's, and people are noticing. I like it. You just,
get you one.
You know what taught me that? Get you a whiteboard. I'm telling you, order that Amazon. Let's go.
Future Bachelor powered by whiteboards.
This is not an ad, but
where's vis-a-vis when we need them? <vis-a-vis>.
But yeah, no, I'm like, this podcast really taught me how to be be consistent each week with something, and you know, I've been trying to put that into like other things in my life where it's like putting music out. And like this past week I put out old videos that I might edit up, like of me and stuff.
Ooh.
And yeah, like an old talent show I put out. Or
ooh,
this past week was my I host a show called Food Truck Diaries, so like
that
I do
you
that
do.
Yeah man,
that
so
you do.
I put that out and people are really loving
Food
that
Truck
so.
Diaries. I wish I could, like, I'm trying to fit like your cadence of how you speak when you're like
it's
doing,
good right.
I gotta get it's funny, like, as me, like, who, like, I talk to you all the time, and like,
yeah,
you, like, obviously, like, you have like a radio voice because you've done like things with radio, and you've done things,
it's
like
my DJing experience,
DJing
like
and everything like that. And so, like, you do have like a, like, for me, I always talk about how, like, me and my friends have like phone voices, especially when we would be interviewing people as journalists. Uh-huh. Like, we would turn on a different voice. Like, I don't like my voice, just I keep it the same. But like some of my friends, it's like a whole, like, they sound like a whole different person.
Yeah.
And like for you, it's like funny because, like, I'm used to like talking to you like this or whatever, and it's like
you always laugh when you hear me
because
do
it's
it.
Like, you're a whole different person in my eyes. Like,
that's the
like,
that's the only crazy thing about doing like those type of things. So, like, so now I'm like known as like, oh, we need like a fresh millennial voice or somebody on camera that looks good. So now I'm that
Hang
guy.
On. Hi guys, welcome to Food Truck Diaries.
That's all right. I mean, you naturally already have like a voice that people like. I feel like I always hear that compliment. People are like, I really like your voice. Like,
which is
know?
Like, honestly, like, that means so much to me because I hate my voice.
Most people do. I don't. But
I don't like. I like think my voice is very distinct, and I like that about it. But I think that it's not. Like, I never would think it's something that people think is
But
cool.
It's just really funny, that TV voice, because you'd be like, hey, what's going on, guys? My name is Cyan. Welcome to Food
Truck
Diaries.
Yeah. Yeah,
today,
like,
I'm going to be shoving a bunch of food in my face, and you're going to watch it a whole half an hour. Like, so it's so weird, you know what I'm saying? It's a weird thing. Like,
that's so funny.
But just imagine me in a booth doing, like, VOs and stuff, and I'm just like, welcome to Food Truck Diaries. I'm like, no, that's not the take. Welcome to Food Truck. And the guy next to us is probably just like, I'm going to kill myself. So, but yeah, so yeah, that was cool. So be checking out for more videos. I've got a cover dropping tomorrow and a podcast. So guys, a lot of stuff. Content. Let's go.
All right.
But yeah, so I guess, you know, that was we did a lot of stuff in last week. And then we did Tipsy Talk. So make sure you're still checking out for
yeah,
that.
Yeah, check those out because, like, we have some good
thoughts. Yeah, the views are going up and people are really interacting.
We have some good thoughts. And yeah, we love it when you, you know, give us your thoughts, or maybe you found something that we didn't find or whatever.
Exactly. Like, I really want to shout out like all the people that interact with you on that, like, you know, are constantly, you know.
I have to shout out my girls, Christine and Natalie, who consistently either reply to the stories, or also we have our own group text. That are the thirst traps. Nice. And we always are discussing The Bachelor and stuff, and like Christine was one who brought up how she's like, okay, how long ago do you think Colton took out his earrings? Because like, if you do look at his ears, he has like,
we all pierced our ears. I kept them though.
We all Sai says everyone.
Yeah, I mean, there and was now, a time where guys all pierced their ears.
Yeah, like, but like he's like, he's younger than you, dude. He's like only a year older than me.
Yeah, but like it's like the thing you can do when also, you're a like, teenager kid, yeah, and you and can't get a tattoo. You can get an earring.
Yeah, this is his one source of rebellion. Yeah. It's like from a like, you know, strict ass family, I feel like. So
I'm just saying, everybody wants earrings at one point. But anywho. Yeah, I mean, I've always but had them. But
size of the one out here. I do like your black studs. I like those a lot.
Yeah, you know, I saw the kids doing it, so I was like, maybe I should switch to black.
Black is like the way to go. It works with like your skin tone, and it works with like your general like your style.
I had diamonds, like regular diamond looking earrings for the longest time.
I hate diamonds. Really? If I ever get married, I don't want a diamond ring. That's out in the universe.
Well, you guys heard it here first. Well, I guess, you know, now that we know what kind of ring she wants, we can talk about wings and quick hits. That was terrible.
It would have been better if you didn't.
That's not my segue.
You totally stuttered over it. If you didn't stutter over it, I would have been like, okay, we'll play it off. But like, you're like, wings, oh, and quick hits.
Oh, man.
And I'm like, I know where he's going.
V, shut up. What are our quick hits?
So the Grammys were this past weekend.
All right.
And so there's a lot of, you know, brouhaha around the Grammys because people weren't going to perform. People weren't going to be there. Childish Gambino, Kendrick Lamar.
And people just hate on the Grammys anyways because, like, you know.
The Academy that does them is kind of like a lot of the reason why some of the people hate on it is because the Academy that makes the decisions isn't super diverse.
Yeah.
So, like, people are like, meh. Mm-hmm. But I mean, and then the whole production team, like there's always like arguments. Like, I mean, like obviously like, recording artists, celebrities, whatever, are going to be divas in some senses, I say. And so like, there's always going to be those different discrepancies between production team wanting things to be a certain way because they're also divas.
I mean, we talked
about
the Ariana Grande stuff.
Yeah, and there's been other shit in the past too with like them not giving like a set to your least favorite person, Lorde. Mm. Last year, she was the only person who was a top album nominee who didn't get a performance slot.
No one likes her.
Okay, well, that's not true because she was nominated for top album.
Exactly. Grammys are whack. Anyways, so let's talk about some of the stuff that happened at this year's show.
Good stuff. So, good stuff. Childish Gambino won Song and Record of the Year. The difference between those is, like, song is more based on, like, song writing and the artist, and then record is more based on the producing, I believe.
I never really thought about that, but that's dumb.
So, like, that's the differentiating between the two awards in what I've learned. And so, he wasn't there to accept either of them. And so...
is there a reason why he didn't go?
Yeah, he was kind of protesting the whole Grammys. And so
is that his first Grammy?
No, I don't think. Maybe. I don't know. I would have
that's
to
interesting.
Check.
If it's his first one, that's amazing. Because, like, even I don't care what happens. Like, I just want that statue.
Yeah.
But I think that's the whole point of it.
I don't think it is. I think he's won one before.
Okay. Well,
but he won. And the elephant in the room that nobody talked about the entire ceremony was the fact that, like, 21 Savage was being held in jail for.
Wasn't he supposed to perform?
I think he might have been, yeah.
Okay.
But he was, and nobody talked about it. Mm-hmm. And like, not even to show support, like being like, our hearts are going out to, like, hopefully, like, you know, this all works, whatever. Like, nothing. And like, the only person that brought it up was like Childish Gambino's, like, you know, producers, co-writers, whatever, that like accepted these awards. Like, they shouted out 21 Savage and the work that he's done with Childish on different records and things like
that. Yeah, because I think like 21 Savage was probably like in some of those ad libs and stuff.
Yeah,
like, you know, so and they're all from Atlanta and they all help each other out. And
yeah,
stuff, so.
But yeah, so that was kind of wild. Cardi won.
Well, hold on. I don't want to skip too much on that because you're right. So he mentioned 21 Savage, but there was also the fact that Post Malone, didn't he like cut off the song where 21 Savage would come on, and he was wearing. he should have been like, you know, free 21, because 21 Savage was actually on the song that he performed. And apparently,
like, it was so weird. I mean, like, I get, like, it's like a tricky situation, but like, not even showing any support for him, like, in any sort of way.
We're thinking about you, dude.
Yeah,
like, you know,
like this one goes out. Like, not even like dedicating. Like, maybe he would skip over like his verse. It maybe in a way of like respect, because he's like, I'm not gonna do his verse, this is his. But like, not even like shout out to 21, like Savage, for like,
or just let the verse ride,
like, what the hell. Like,
yeah.
I'm like, it's not,
there's
like
so many things he could
like
have
it's
done.
Not like he doesn't have the track, like, come on. But whatever.
Okay, yeah, I just wanted to mention that.
That's a good point, though. Mm-hmm. Thank you for bringing that up. Mm-hmm. Cardi B won Rap Album, and she's the first solo female artist to do so. So that was pretty cool.
Yeah, that's actually huge. Like,
yeah, that's, it's awesome. Like, I didn't,
that's
even,
huge for hip hop.
That's, it is huge for hip hop.
But I wonder, like, if it really means like hip hop's making strides, or they're doing these things to make like history.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
no,
they could so easily make
like
their own history.
Like, is this just
now,
like, is this like the banner that they're just trying to,
yeah, like
how go
many,
behind?
Like, do they
especially
have a list,
like,
of things like that they could just be like, this year if we do this, this is the first woman rapper.
Especially
like,
with,
you know,
like the crazy stuff with different like sexual assault or abuse or different things that come out of and have come out of the like urban and hip hop mm-hmm. world, especially this past year. Like, it could be very easy for them to be like, well, look at women in our community are doing so well. Mm-hmm. And it's like, okay, are we just like, I think Cardi B definitely deserves that. Like, her album is very well made.
Yeah.
And she put in a lot of work for it and like whatever. And like, she's a good performer and she performed very well at the show itself. But it's like, how, like, it's like, hopefully, like, there isn't ulterior motives, like, just trying to use her as like a goodwill banner for a community, you know?
What was it with her deleting her Instagram?
So, I mean, she, like, you know, she went on Instagram, did all these different posts, which I'll get to one of the funnier ones later, but like, she then posted this bit like a video after, like, you know, after like thanking everybody for everything, multiple videos about how excited she was for the win, and then posted this big video because she was getting a lot of backlash that's related to, like, still related to beef with her and Nicki, and people like saying that she didn't deserve the win, and like that, you know, like she didn't deserve to even be in that category and different things like that, and like relating to this beef with Nicki over the BET experience or awards or something like that, even though technically like Nicki and all of her label mates dropped out of like that whole thing, like that was like a label decision.
Yeah.
But people were trying to blame it on like the Cardi, whatever, like that Cardi was pushing Nicki out of like her spot and everything like that. And so like, she just did a whole big rant being all like, I worked my ass off, like this is all the hours I put in, like all of you, like last year when like I didn't win something for my single, we're saying like, you know, that I got robbed and everything like that, and now you're out here like, when I actually do win for my full album, you're out here saying that I don't deserve it, like this is like, oh, she's like, I'm never like, I'm always here just trying to lift people up, and I'm never here to like just bring people down, like to just-
I just think the whole thing is sad. It's sad that she even feels like she has to do that.
Yeah, and it's sad that then she like just has to then like go, and like she just went totally like ghost.
Well, good
just,
for her. Delete your Twitter or your Instagram or whatever. Is Instagram, right?
It was Instagram.
She delete like, that, because like, to me, that's like I feel like that's some mental health things. Like, why are you defending yourself? Like, you don't have to. Like, you just won the award. Like, you should be celebrating, and you don't, like, at this point, you could just quit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you've done what people spend their whole career trying
to
do.
You've done what people said that you couldn't do, and you did it. And, like, did it damn well.
She went from the pole to the Grammy, like,
holding a Grammy, having a child, and raising that child. Like, she's, like, raising
her. I'm just saying, like, I'm just saying the come up is there. Like, I would never succumb to any haters. There's always going to be haters. I have haters at my level. Yeah. So I'm going to expect them when I'm like, you know, when I'm at that level. So with that being said, to celebrities really didn't have to deal with this type of stuff before, because there was no Instagram.
There wasn't like social media. There wasn't, like, you know,
so it's like
how pervasive social media is.
When you won a Grammy, you
life.
Went out that night and partied, and you thought you were the shit until the next year when, you know, the Grammys would tell you again. So it's like, it's really sad that she feels like she has to respond to, like, every time like something cool happens, like she seems like she's like always talking to the haters. Why don't you talk to the people that thank you to all the people?
I mean,
that,
like, she did 5 videos of her thanking everybody. I'm so just like, saying, like, she definitely was feeling, that's the thing. I think that's almost what upset her more, is that she's like, I did all this work and I've thanked everybody and like I'm so grateful for where I am and like what I've been able to accomplish.
Yo,
and,
your
like,
hair looks on point, by the way. I really just think it looks really good.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. You got cut recently?
No, like a.
Sorry, I just was like looking. I'm like, damn, I just like light's hitting it the right way right now.
Yeah, I don't. I don't know. Point. It's like a month. It's like a month.
From you know from what? I always feel like you know when
it grows in.
It grows into a good like a good cut. Like that first cut, it's like fresh. You're like, yeah, you know.
This I don't know, and I think it's whatever like leave-in shit I put it in today. It's feeling itself.
It looks
like,
good. Looks good. But yeah, no, I just wanted to say like you know, Cardi definitely deserves all the roses. You know, I don't take any of the, like those accomplishments away from her. She kills it with all the things going on in her life. It does take time and effort to do what she does. Like I'm constantly doing things to get even a breath of like anything like that. So there's no way that you could take away what. So I just feel bad for that. She feels like she has to like
defend herself.
Yeah, defend herself. There's nothing to defend. Yeah. Like there's people just online hating for no reason. Yeah. You gotta understand.
Yeah.
True. So.
But and she also helped because she dedicated her win also to Mac Miller because I guess Mac Miller's family, obviously, he was up for the same award, and they had.
She's classy. That's classy.
They had come out saying like you know if like Mac can't win it, we want Cardi to win this. Mm-hmm. And so like she also like when she said her speech, she was like this also like I'm sharing this with Mac Miller, which I was like my heart was like oh,
like, oh shoot, dude, I just got some chills. That was crazy.
Yeah, like that's just beautiful. And then Drake, so he was potentially not even gonna be like he was not even gonna be like at the awards at all, and honestly I don't think he was in the audience. I think he just came to stand backstage for when he won rap song for I think God's Plan.
Mm-hmm.
He stood backstage until he then got announced as winner, got his thing, and he did his whole speech was kind of shading the Grammys.
Mm-hmm.
Being all like, you know, like don't worry if you're not winning these, like if normal people with normal jobs are going out and paying their hard-earned money to go to your shows or like paying their hard-earned money to buy your records, like doing like saying he's like you've already won, like you've already won. He pretty much was like being all like, you know, like this is
pretty badass speech, but
they cut him off.
Yeah.
Like not even like played the music off, like not like giving him like you're talking too long. They just like straight went to commercial.
I mean, that was probably a good move. I mean, dude, they've been doing this for a while. Like the Grammys know when someone's just showing up and they start like talking all crazy on the mic, something's going
to
happen.
Fuck me.
Yeah. So it's like, you know, at least they were like, hey, let's look like you're paused and you're done. So, like, you know, we're going to commercial. So.
Yeah, and it's like, okay, sure.
But yeah, they definitely cut him off, though.
Definitely cutting him off.
I mean, he got out the majority of it, though. Like,
but yeah,
I don't know.
Mean, like,
I would
the
like
sentiment
to,
was there.
I would like to know what they did to him. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
or how why he feels like that.
Yeah.
Or what's going on. There must be some.
I think there's. I feel like
there's a larger conversation that, like, I'm not tapped into.
A lot
into.
Of it is, like, tied to the lack of diversity.
Okay.
And I feel like he is part of that camp, which is kind of funny coming from Drake, but
yeah, I just think like there's just like the old way of doing things, like these award shows. First of all, people don't like award shows. I think Alicia Keys like apparently did a good job.
She did.
It.
She honestly did because she made.
But
it.
What was up with that J-Lo choice? Like, you know, how many?
Yeah.
What was the list of people they
for
that
her,
said no for J-Lo to be the Motown?
The Motown. Yeah, I don't know.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Like
I don't.
It's
I don't
a little
understand.
If like she's like a girl from the Bronx. And her music, like the music that she makes, isn't really Motown.
I'm just saying,
music.
Like, you would think, like, I don't really think of J-Lo as,
like
a, the greatest singer. Like, she's a good performer,
she's an amazing
I guess,
performer.
But, like,
for
I don't
sure.
think she's, like, the, like, you would think you would have someone that would,
like
kill
someone,
these songs.
Especially, like, and you would think, even though she's a woman of color, she's Latina, but she's, like, you would think you would still, like, go with, like, someone of, like, a black person that actually, like, it has, like, their range is more in, like, that style.
Yeah, I had this conversation at work, and, like, there, this black person at work, my friend, he, you know, he was like, you know, it's not really about the race that really bothers me. He's just like, you know,
it's just more
I,
like the music.
Like, no, she was like, she just, like, can't sing, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think she did that, like justice, like, you know? And I mean, I was more thinking the same lines as you, like, why don't we get, like, you know, when I think Motown, I think, like, of, like, not, I'm not even trying to be sexist, but I think of, like, boy groups. Like, I think of like Jackson 5. I think of like,
I think, you know, of like the Supremes and stuff too.
Well, yeah, though. That too. But like, you know, I they're all African American groups. Like, yeah. I don't know. When did we like decide that J-Lo was going to be like the one?
It was kind of weird. But the good part of it, like, so like, I think having someone like Alicia Keys was a good thing because she is a performer herself. Mm-hmm. And like, it wasn't like having someone who's more of like maybe like a talk show host or whatever. She could like fill the empty space, especially since like there is potentially a couple empty spots for people that they would have had spots for. She could do her own performance.
Did she do her own songs?
She did, like, she did some medleys and did other people's songs and like did like a double piano thing. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, she's a very talented artist. Yeah. Like, so she was able to fill it with actual talent and not just like skits.
Damn, that makes me want to like host it one day.
Yeah.
But but after winning one, at least.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that was the Grammys. Some like stuff kind of came out of that. Like, we're gonna have to cut some of these quick hits because we're these are pretty big topics on a lot. But Nicki Minaj and BET, like, what was up with BET tweeting? Did you see what that was about? You didn't see that?
No.
Okay, so that's what I thought the Nicki BET beef was.
I just saw like the whole.
That's what it's stemming from.
Yeah, I just saw parts of it. Okay, that's what, so I was reading about, right, the Cardi part. All right,
so to explain to like people listening, usually, so what had happened was Nicki Minaj was tweeted at by BET, and BET said some like crazy thing, like. Cardi's the Grammys are dragging.
I'm reading that.
The Cardis are dragging Nicki Minaj by her like lace front or something like that.
Yeah. Okay.
And like, it was like, first of all, like, what? Who at BET would like say that right when Cardi wins like her Grammy?
Yes.
And
yeah.
Straight up disrespectful. And Nicki Minaj and Young Money were supposed to perform at this thing called the BET Experience, and I think that's later this summer or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so like, Nicki was just like instantly like was texting Wayne like, dude, I'm not doing that show. BET just used to see, and he was like, I'm with you, sis. Like, you know.
Yeah. Like, so her entire label, like, so like she and like that's like wasn't anything of Cardi's decision. That was like BET.
No, that's BET. Like they deciding, messed up so bad.
Yeah, that's them. And like then of course, like, because of like how stan culture works, like everyone's gonna just like throw blame on Cardi instead of like
with Cardi.
And it literally had nothing to do with Cardi. It was just like BET messed up, so their entire label, it wasn't even just like a Nicki versus Cardi thing. Mm-hmm. Like Cardi, like they were gonna, like they were slated to like do like to co-headline it, so like that's where people are like, oh, Cardi pushed her out of the spot. It's like, no.
Oh, that's what you're talking about. No.
Yes.
No, that's not how it went down. Like, this has nothing to do with Cardi, Nicki. This is BET made a really bad.
Like, and even Nicki, like, clarified. She's like, nah, dude. Like, our entire label, like, we dropped because of, like, what BET did. Mm-hmm. Like, this has nothing to do with Cardi B.
So, yeah, that happened. What else happened in the world?
So, Ari dropped her new album, Thank You Next, with a music video for.
Did you know it was coming out that weekend? Because I didn't know it was dropping.
I kept forgetting it was that week.
I didn't know.
I knew it was like soon, but I didn't know it was that week. I mean, like I knew because I told you when we talked about on here when we talked about her track list, that's when she said February 8th.
Okay.
So but she released a video for Break Up With Your Girlfriend Because I'm Bored. And actually I thought what was the funny part is that both you and like one of my other friends and like actually three of my other friends all like when the music came out were all like referencing a sample that she does in it from NSYNC's Makes Me Ill.
Yeah, that was crazy. Cause I had heard it earlier in the day and then I was like, what
you're
is
like
that? Like
tripping and I'm and you're like,
and then
wait a second.
I kept continuing. I was like, dude, that's NSYNC. And instantly when I realized that cause I was like, I thought it was like Willa Ford or something like that, or some old like 90s girl singer,
like girl.
But then it was a NSYNC. Deep cut on No Strings Attached by NSYNC.
Literally deep cut, because I went through and listened to all of it, because
that was one of my
favorite
songs on that album when it came out, because like the singles were like it's gonna be me, but mine was like that one song called Make Me Ill. And so then when I realized, that's when I texted you and you're like, what, like are you talking about the Ariana Grande sample? Because I don't know if you knew that song or not, but then instantly you sent me like a screenshot of your friend just
Natalie,
saying like minutes afterwards and stuff.
Nat Mag literally sent the same, like at the same time or like
that's
within
crazy.
Minutes. It was wild. And then my friend Tyler had texted me about it too. He's like, oh my God, with the NSYNC. Yeah.
So
I was like, why is it?
It was just interesting that they put that in there because it wasn't like a popular song. So you would really had been, you know, probably like my age listening to that album, like really liking that Make Me Ill song. So it's interesting.
And then I guess 21 Savage update. He was released on a $100,000 bond, but so he was just released from jail, but like they're still like court.
Was it something like Jay-Z's lawyers got involved or something?
Yeah, they did. And so like they were definitely helping with that, but like now they're going to have to deal more with, I think, immigration court still to make sure that like he's not going to get deported.
No, there's a 2011 or 14 like arrest where it was just like a gun charge or something like that.
I think it was like a drug.
I don't know what it was, but there was like one, but he got expunged from his record last year. Yeah. So like it's going to be interesting to see.
So like technically his criminal record, I think, is clean. Besides that, which is...
Yeah. So I'm sure he's going to be able to stay eventually. Yeah. He's got millions to spend on it. So what's it called? You got to watch the Halsey SNL.
Yeah, I did. And
She
hosted and she performed. They did... I thought it was really funny. They had like a lot of funny stuff in reference to women of Congress and just like the different stuff that's happening in Virginia right now.
They make fun of Jeezy at all?
No, they didn't. But she's
dating that new guy, right?
Yeah, I think. And but they did like her performance of Without Me was like very, it was like stripped down just with a piano. And then what they did, it was like dark with the piano, and then they lit it, and it was this like graffiti thing where it said, "I'm sorry," her real name's Ashley. Mm-hmm. Her name Halsey is like a pseudonym. Mm-hmm. And like, "I'm sorry, Ashley, that I cheated," and it was like a listing of like all the places that he cheated, like so many places that I forget and like whatever. And it's definitely like that was like savagery. That's like straight like pulling from like what G-Eazy did. / probably other people in her life who have also cheated on her.
He like you're saying that he admitted to her that he cheated?
Yeah.
He's an idiot.
Yeah.
Yeah, so good for her. I got to still watch it. I'll probably watch that tonight. So, Halsey on SNL. Check that if you haven't, because I will be. And Liam Neeson. This has been something in the news.
Because this is crazy. Yeah. This is nuts. So, like, he did some crazy interview where he talked about how he, like, a friend in his past had been raped, so he then decided he like had this like great urge like for years, I don't know if he does anymore, for years though, to kill a black man, because I think that was a rapist was a black man. So then he had this urge to like want to kill any black man to avenge said friend's rape. And so then obviously this was an outcry, because people were like, "What the fuck kind of racist shit is this?
I watched three Takens, motherfucker."
Like, what the kind of, like, and so then Michelle Rodriguez tries to like defend his not like tries to defend him by saying that he can't be racist because he makes out with Viola Davis so hard in their new movie Widows that no racist could make out with the black woman with his like quote with his throat that far down, like with his tongue that far down her throat.
Yeah,
that's he can't literally. She was like, he can't be racist.
And that's the way I said my example of Brokeback Mountain, where like that just because they're on that mountain together doesn't mean in real life they're gay.
Like, so, yeah, it's acting. Like, obviously he's gonna make out hard. Like,
yeah. So you know, that's just a crazy way of defending it. I don't know. People are just stupid. Like, I don't understand why people even insert themselves in these things.
Why? Like, first of all, like, yo, like, Michelle, to back off, girl. Like, just don't even say anything. Also, I'm like, Liam, why are you out here saying on an interview how you're like, well, yeah.
This is not the time.
I was just going to go kill a black man.
That's like a black man being like, now I'm going to have this urge to kill a white man because of this.
That's wild. That's like lynching level shit. That was like, that's like, just for the fun of it. Like,
that is racist.
Yeah.
I feel like that is a little racist right there. So
yeah, it's wild.
And I mean, he's going to say he's not, but it's just like people just don't think before they speak. So
yeah, with these crazy interviews, I'm telling you.
What an idiot. All right. So
should we just jump to our yikes moment?
Yeah. What's our yikes moment of the week?
So Cardi B and all of her thinking of people and, you know, receiving gifts and things for winning the Grammy. She got these flowers.
I just love how you put in the notes. It's like Cardi B thanks Tom Petty for flowers, but he's dead. .. Like, what's coming next? It could end it in there. But yeah, so essentially, yeah, I guess she received flowers.
So she got these flowers, and they had Tom Petty lyrics that said, "You've got a heart so big it could crush this town." Mm-hmm. And it then, you know, attributed those lyrics on the card. It was to Tom Petty. It like said the lyrics - Tom Petty.
Yeah.
And so she thought the flowers are from Tom Petty. And Tom Petty, may he rest in peace, died 2 years ago.
Oh my God.
And so then, like, you know, that was like just a whole
yikes.
It's just a big yikes. And actually, I have to shout out our one of our
that's biggest probably why she deleted her Instagram.
Yeah, one of our biggest compadres, C Money, because like she made sure, she's like, this is my yikes moment of the week. And I'm like, okay. Yo, like, this is low key mime. So, like, that's thank funny. You for the reminder.
Good. I love C Money. All right. Well, we thought that, you know, through our, you know, our hiatus last year, we got 3 months where we didn't put out podcasts. We recorded them, but we didn't put them out.
We saw each other's faces every week, yeah, but alas.
So a Valentine's Day passed on this podcast without us actually having an official Valentine's Day podcast.
This is our first V-Day.
This is our first V-Day podcast. Yeah. Yeah, that joke was funny the first time.
Oh.
Yikes. Yikes. That was my yikes moment. Anyways, Valentine's Day. We haven't gotten to discuss that on the show, so we thought today's main topic would be around Valentine's Day.
It's such a contentious holiday.
We don't really have like a game plan for the topic.
We're just gonna roll.
But let's just get into it.
Let's just tootsie roll it out.
So you already said you said it's contentious.
So it's like, okay, I mean, Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. A lot of people hate it.
Yeah.
Because they're bitter.
Well, no, because it's a made up holiday.
It is a made up.
Stupid. It's in a world full of other holidays and weddings. I mean,
like,
and
it was originally
everybody's birthdays.
Based on like Saint Valentine. Like, if we're gonna get like Catholic with it, mm-hmm. it's like based. I think it might actually be like his feast day.
Okay.
Like, so.
Yeah, I don't care.
Yeah, exactly. So mm-hmm. it's like the technically, I think the day that he died or he was canonized or like whatever.
Right.
So like that's. I mean, it has a religious, very very long ago tie. But now it literally has no meaning with whatsoever with that. And it's just supposed to be about loving people, but it's become so commercialized and like is such a day about capitalism and like, you know, buying flowers,
it's
gifts.
About women.
Like
really.
And it's yeah, and it's about mostly like buying things to please women mm-hmm. or like, you know, expensive dinners, expensive whatever, blah 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 blah. Where I have been single for the large majority of Valentine's days in my young adult teen life and so on. And even when I was with somebody else, like I never was like, you have to get me something. I'd be a little pissed if they didn't even like acknowledge.
Yeah. I've spent most Valentine's days with somebody and
wow, opposites.
Yeah. Well, for me it was more just like I wasn't that great. You know, I always been creative, but like I was just bad at relationships like when I was younger, like not that long ago. Like, you know, it was just like I didn't care about anybody but myself. Mm. And so I was just really bad when it came to thinking about good things. I think I did like good, like, you know, I did.
But you're kind of a romantic, so this is interesting.
No, as I got later, like, you know, like my last relationship, I was better. You know what I'm saying? My first one, like in my 20s, like early 20s, like I probably didn't do much. I didn't have much to give, but not like, you know, it was always flowers and stuff, like, you know, with my
but
last
flowers,
one.
Like, honestly,
obviously you've heard the episode where ex and stuff.
I'm such
so.
A flowers girl. Like I like. Give me flowers. I'm happy as a clam.
Yeah. I mean, flowers I love
aren't for everybody. I can understand that.
No, like, they are for everybody. Everyone loves flowers.
Well, okay.
No one doesn't like flowers.
That's true.
Even I would like flowers.
I was just about to be like, I'm sure there's people out there that hate flowers,
no,
but I'm like,
those
no,
are the people that don't
like,
get flowers. Those are the people that don't get flowers.
Literally.
No, but seriously, the way I look at flowers, though, is like, I love giving flowers when they no one, like,
exactly.
I like showing up at your door with a flower.
Yes.
Remember when you came over, I had flowers for you guys for Halloween?
Yeah, and I like was like, oh.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That's like what I like to do with them. So when people are just getting flowers on Valentine's Day, like, that's a given, you know, you're gonna get them from me, like, you know. But you know, when it comes to like the Valentine's Day, what I've noticed this year more than any other year, I feel like there's a more of like a canceling of Valentine's Day, like push, like people are talking about Valentine's Day, but more like I hear that people are celebrating it on like Monday or today or on Friday because they don't want to do it on actual, like, this is getting ridiculous now.
It's because like they don't want to have to, like, it's like people like
we're celebrating a fake holiday on not even the day we're supposed to celebrate.
Because people are worried so much about like the pressure. Like the pressure slash because of like how it's been built up by like capitalism and like all these like places, like all these like nice restaurants get booked up. Like nobody can even, like, if they want to just go out to eat, they can't even go out anywhere because like they're all booked.
No, I'm going to get pissed off when they start doing like Valentine's Day, like it's Black Friday or something. So it's like, all now it's Valentine's week, and all well, every day this week you get to get the special that Valentine's Day is, because that's what it like is so dumb.
It's because it's capitalism.
I kind of fell into Valentine's Day this year. Like it was not supposed to be like a thing for me, but it ended up being the day that I'm gonna hang out with this girl. So it's gonna be a Valentine's Day thing, but like I'm not gonna overthink it. Like no. I don't think this is like. I don't think that's how you show people. Like,
no, and I think it did, like for me, like even though, as I've said, I've been single for most of my Valentine's days, I've still loved the act of like telling people in my life that I love them. Mm-hmm. Like my family, my like I have so many like friends that have been there for me in so many different situations that like I've like during most of these Valentine's days, I usually send them a card. Mm-hmm. Or give like whatever. I would always send them, like we had candy grams in like high school and whatever, and I would always send all my friends candy grams. And it probably helped that I was running the table because I was in student council. But like, I always have liked to use it as, like, I would never, I don't like being, like, the bitter person being, like, I'm so single, nobody loves me. Because, first of all, like, that's not fucking true. Like, there's plenty of people in this world that, like, you know, my family and my friends who love and appreciate me being here. And, like, I like to use that day to, like, generate, like, to use that energy to be, like, this, like, I love you guys every single day of the year, but like this is just like another like way for me to like show it.
Yeah. To me, Valentine's Day is going to always be dumb, but I just love so much that like there's no way that I can't like do it if there's a girl that's going to be like, not saying it's like that, like like this year. Actually, what is some advice? Like what advice do you have for me for a Valentine's, for like, I mean, this
like
is this technically
chill, like Valentine's.
Yeah. And I mean, I don't like to keep count, but this is technically a third time we're like hanging out and stuff. So it's like,
I think
somebody said like, oh, only crazy girls go on dates like on Valentine's Day.
Which is like, see, that's the thing, because it's like this whole crazy idea that it's like this day holds so much more value than any, like, but I think it's like, it depends on like what you're related. Like, I think that day doesn't have to hold any more value than you want it to in your relationship with that person. Mm-hmm. So like, this is just going to be like,
I feel like the only difference is like, there's going to be like roses, like, you know what I'm saying?
You're gonna like get her flowers, which I think is a good move, and like she's gonna appreciate them. And I just think it's like, you, I think you already know what you need to do. You just need to like, you know, show appreciation for her. Mm-hmm. And like, you know, that you're happy to be even just spending time, because I know you guys, like, for your situation, like schedules are kind of crazy. So like, this is like a special day in the sense that it's like, I'm just happy to be spending this evening with you. And like,
damn, V, this is some solid advice. I'm glad I asked it.
You know, like, what I'm saying? This is like I don't think you have to make it any big production, because like that's
good,
not,
I wasn't going to.
I don't think she's expecting that either. Mm-hmm. Like, I think you just need to like be yourself,
and also like, yeah, I mean, if I was a crazy person and did make it into a big production, like, how would that
I think
come
it's
off?
Just like, yeah, I think it's just showing like maybe like a little bit more extra appreciation for like,
there's definitely been times where I've done grand gestures like on Valentine's Day too. Yeah, like I've definitely done that, and
I'm,
you know,
not surprised.
Yeah, but I don't think that's like what I like I'm at like this year.
And
you know,
I don't even
saying?
Like, even like my thing is like, even if I were in the position where I was dating somebody for like a year or like 6 months or whatever, like a significant amount of time, and it was like Valentine's Day, and I still wouldn't like, I feel like it's all about communication within your own relationships. Like, if that my relationship with that person wasn't like, we do big romantic gestures for each other, I wouldn't be like, we're going to like, this has, you have to get me a big gift.
I'm just
going
to say though,
whatever.
You have to get girls roses,
just
even
like
if they're like, or flowers.
No,
just flowers in general,
flowers.
All the time. And when I say all the time, just randomly, just like, have I gotten flowers in a while? If you're asking yourself that, get her flowers, because they'll say they hate flowers. I hate flowers. It's a waste of money.
No,
it
we
does
love
not
them.
Matter.
We all love them. Everyone loves them.
If
it's
you,
just,
if you don't
gesture.
Know this either, like, please
just
get it together.
Some like cheap, it's like not hard. It's literally,
dude, they sell them right next to the Doritos.
Like
get
right
some freaking
it's
flowers.
Right there. It's like you can't miss them. You have to like, they purposely put them like at the front
of
like,
they remind
the
you,
front
like, dude,
wraps.
Are you
like
gonna...
they're right there. Like, no, like I had
your
a
marriage high... happy, get some flowers.
Like, just get them. Like, my high school boyfriend would like hang, he was emotionally abusive. Mm-hmm. He would hang over my head how he wouldn't get, like he would like punish me and tell me that he wouldn't get me flowers.
That's stupid.
Yeah,
I hate that guy.
Yeah.
No, but, you know, like I'll take time with them too. Like, they come in on the wrapping, I take it out the wrapping, cut off, like, you know, a little bit, make it more like presentable and stuff. Like,
ooh, see, like you're doing a step above. Like, honestly, like if people just like, I'm like, I took floral design.
I'm gonna put my own like ribbons on them.
If like you give me just the bouquet, I'm gonna arrange it how I want, and that's gonna make me happy. Mm-hmm. Like that's gonna be like my little bit of joy. Like it's just gonna make me happy to be able to like cut them, arrange them, and whatever. Like I'm just gonna be like, oh, someone got these for me. But like, yeah, no, I think, you know, I just think Valentine's Day doesn't like the whole idea of like these societal pressures of what Valentine's Day should be and what you should be getting. And also the fucking idea of that people should be like being proposed to on Valentine's Day. Fuck that. If any person ever try to propose to me on Valentine's Day, they do not deserve to even be trying to marry me because they don't know me.
Are you only saying that because that would actually be a smart thing to do?
No, no, I literally hate.
No, because you don't have to celebrate. You could celebrate what it should be, like an anniversary on Valentine's Day. And see, that makes sense.
I think that's so tacky.
No, that's no, no, you just want 2 days. So you just want 2 tacky. Days.
No, I think it's that's so like, tacky.
You would be mad. You would celebrate your birthday and Christmas. You probably celebrate Christmas on another day if you were born on Christmas. Because you want two days.
Well, no. Yeah,
admit it. It's more days for you.
Well, no, but I don't. That's not why I'm saying that you shouldn't. I think it's tacky. Just like, I don't think any, like, if anybody ever wanted to propose to me, you cannot propose to me on any.
It's tacky because
they
don't
want to
be 1 day. Oh, really? Any holiday?
Yeah. Because I don't like.
New Year's?
No. It's gross. I agree with you. Like, or if some person tried to propose to me on my birthday. Oh, no.
Okay. Is this like a normal thing? Because like, yeah, I didn't know like there was like a stay away from your birthday.
Some people, like some girls are like kind of into it, but I think the large majority are like people, like girls don't want to be proposed to on their birthday because like guys then make it like, this is your best gift. It's like, no.
Interesting.
Like, well, this ain't it.
That makes sense. Well, I did want to ask you, what was your worst Valentine's Day story?
Who?
And I'll tell mine.
Where's Valentine's Day story?
It doesn't have to be anything crazy bad. Just like, what's the worst one that like sticks out to you?
Probably like that same high school boyfriend. He just like, I think he like actively tried. Well, I don't know actually, because like in high school, a lot of Valentine's Day. So we have a turnabout dance in the winter, and it happened to always fall right around Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
So like, but he usually was like kind of like our set Valentine's Day plans. Mm-hmm. And then like, I'm thinking like as an adult, when I've been dating now, I think, here we go.
Okay.
Last year around this time, I had been seeing somebody. Mm-hmm. And then he, right before Valentine's Day, I was thinking we were going to be like having a Valentine's Day date. We had been dating for 3 months. He, right before, like the week of Valentine's Day, like we had gone out the weekend prior. He had met a couple of my friends. And then he proceeded to Facebook friend one of my girlfriends and then Facebook message her to then like was flirting with her and then try to like, at this point when he first started to flirt with her, I was then in on all the messaging that was happening back from her end. So mm-hmm. like obviously like this is how women work, we get feet on the ground. But he then was like trying to like plan a time to go to Dark Horse, which is a rock karaoke place here, to have like her be with him, like, because he's like, he used to sing, he's like, I want to sing for you, blah blah, and she's all like, yeah, I'll invite Veronica, like we'll both go like on Thursday, like, well, and he was like, no, you don't have to do that. And like, so he was trying to like ask her out and then refer to me as a friend that he happened to sleep with.
Ooh.
And this was all like the week of Valentine's Day. And
yikes,
then
Hallmark didn't see that one coming.
No, and so then I
didn't make a card for that one.
Nope. And so then I then I, you know, promptly called him out.
Good.
And never, and blocked him on everything and never talked to him.
He tried to shoot his shot though.
He did.
Try to shoot his shot at the buzzer.
My friend was more upset than I think I was. She was like, I want to slash his tires.
Oh,
I want to put in his car. Like, she was so mad that he would even think. First of all, I don't know what man thinks like that. Going, like, coming on to, like, the girl that you're seeing's best friend. Like, 2 days after.
It happens all the time, though.
But 2 days after meeting her. The only reason why he met her was because I brought him out with me one night.
He maybe thought he was catching vibes. Maybe he thought that she was into him and stuff.
Oh my God.
Now, I'm just saying, he maybe thought. That's like, people do it all the time. You don't see that happen, guys. Yeah. People.
But like after, like he had been seeing me for 3 months straight, took me out on my birthday.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, he sounds like an asshole.
Tell me your worst Valentine's Day story. Damn it.
All right. Mine was probably. Let me think. I have a terrible memory, first of all, but the one that stands out to me was I was in a relationship for a lot of years with this one girl, and I was broke, and the 1 year she had her brother come and visit us on Valentine's Day, so I was like, oh cool, this is perfect, we don't have to do anything,
yeah, like, we get to like, yeah, meet, like this is just gonna be like, yeah,
yeah. Well, that was wrong of me to think that, because like I said, get the freaking flowers,
just get the
like
flowers, just get the it. Flowers,
there's no excuse, there's nothing, anything, just get the freaking flowers. Yeah, that's good, V. I said get the flowers, but no, I didn't listen to myself. So I, at the time I had a roommate, and I come, like, we just went to like go shopping or something like that. Yeah. Could have bought the flowers there, but didn't.
You could have.
But no.
You thought.
I get back to my apartment, and I'm unlocking my door. I open it up, and what do I walk into? I walk into my roommate. He's in a Valentine's Day, like, what is the, not a smock, but a like apron. And he's, like, pulling a cake out of the oven, and there's balloons all over my apartment. And I'm like, hey, what's up, man? He's like, hey, oh, sorry, dude. I didn't tell you, like, I was doing all this for, like, my girlfriend. And I'm like, oh. And, like, instantly, like, she goes into my room and, like, goes to the bathroom and starts crying. And because, like, no. This is, like, later in the day, too.
See, this is
like,
bad.
It's, like, 5 p.m. Like,
this
I have nothing.
This is bad because, like, yeah, she's seeing, like, the stark comparison.
Yeah.
Being like, all, like,
right
he,
in front of her.
Like, and she was like, lives with this dude and he didn't even do
no, and he's like, he was not even, like, it's not like he was, like, oh, I don't even know. Like, it's just, like, what?
Oh, God.
So she goes in the bathroom and I go, Orlando. Like, or, sorry, I didn't mean the name drop. Dude.
Orlando, the town where this happened.
Exactly. I'm like, dude, you did not tell me you were going to do all this. The simple text, like, you know, yo, I got like all this set up for my like girl.
Yeah,
like would have been
warning,
nice.
Like, make me
look real, real bad right now. I know it's not your fault, but I fucking hate you right now. And he's like, dude, I'm sorry. I'm like, we're
like,
getting
yeah.
out of
you're
here.
You're like, yeah, you should be sorry for being a good boyfriend, yeah. You asshole.
Yeah, not only that, but we had to go back to her apartment. We couldn't even go in my apartment. So, oh man, that was rough. That
how
was a learning
that,
experience.
How
for
long
me.
Did that relationship last after that?
I mean, it probably lasted a while after that. But you know, we were together for a while. It was just, you know, I was stupid. I didn't appreciate her. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like that's
well,
what I was like talking about with you
earlier.
You
live and you learn.
You know, I'm trying to learn, and that was definitely a learning experience. Something I didn't forget. I got better after that. That's like, you know, just get the flowers, guys.
Get the flowers. All right. Speaking of love, let's do a quick recap of this week's Bachelor.
All right, cool. What do we got?
So we began the episode by catching up with last week's rose ceremony that we didn't get to see. And you know what? The sky is blue and Nicole and Anika went home.
Good.
Who would have guessed?
Yeah, I picked Nicole as being a front runner, but that didn't actually
but
happen.
Alas.
True colors definitely came out in that fight between them. So
silly, silly stuff. And then so we had a one-on-one date with Hannah G, who mm-hmm. we haven't seen pretty much from since she got the first impression rose. She's been here and there on the outskirts with the blonde crew.
Yeah.
Demi, her, and Hannah are like the blonde gang.
Okay.
But they had this like, you know, weird Taiwan spa date where they were wrapped in banana leaves and then they were giving each other massages, which just turned into a makeout sesh on this massage table, and then they just did a lot of shower makeout
scenes. I've seen that porn.
Yeah. A lot of shower makeout scenes, but like, you could tell like that was like done for the camera, because then like Hannah was like spitting out water, because like that's not, after a while, like you can't be making out under like a stream of water, like you're gonna get some in your mouth, it's just not gonna work.
That's what she said.
But just a lot of just, it was just a heavy make, but like that's all I would have expected. Like every
there was
single
booty
time,
grabbing. I would say I'm
booty
grabs.
Grabbing, because like every single time he has any like one-on-one time with her, like during cocktail parties or group date things, he just like finds the closest like bed, chair, whatever that he could like throw her on to make out with her. So like I was like, makes sense.
This bed is chair.
He's like the biggest horn dog. He just needs to get laid. Everybody like he needs to
trust me.
But then group date. They did all these group dates are like some sort of crazy competition.
Yeah, that was a little too much.
This one was too much. They did like some Taiwanese martial arts and was having the girls like quite literally fight each other.
Yeah, and
they were like,
and hold on, with the girl that goes home, what's her name?
Demi?
No, the other one. Because they both go home. They both fought each other.
She fought
They both went home. The ones that fought.
No, she fought Katie, I think. Oh, she did. So a third one that went home.
Yeah.
She fought Katie, yeah.
But I thought that was definitely a setup match. Like, that, I could have called that Katie was going to beat the crap out of Demi.
Well, like, and Demi, and like...
She's so small, first of all.
They were both small, though. If you saw, like, their heights... Like,
no, but you look at the black girl, and she looks like she could, like, kick your ass. Like, you know what I'm saying? Well, yeah, like, well, Demi doesn't look like
that. Demi was all talk. Like, all bark, she's a little tiny no girl. Bite. She, like, was, like, talking all this shit, and then, like, she's like...
Yeah.
She literally did like put her like little gloves up.
Yeah.
And she didn't win and like was and then
hit me in the face.
Yeah, like after like their fights, like two other girls already like sissy fighted before that.
Yeah.
Like Colton's like, all right, I've seen enough. Like maybe this was a bad idea.
And the funny part, you're like, yeah, I got enough to make me wet.
Yeah. My thing is like, okay, anybody who knows me, if I was in this fucking date, girls would be on the fucking ground. I would not be playing around.
I would love to see this. I'm not gonna lie.
Like, I would be like, let's go. Well, like, one of the workouts that I do consistently, we do boxing intervals every single time. So, like, I'm ready to freaking go. Like, I could, like, everybody who watches this YouTube video is going to be like, holy like, crap. But, yeah, so that... was that, but Sydney was freaking out on said group date because
think about it, like if it was flipped though, like if guys were fighting for the girl, like I mean they've done stuff like that, but it gets out of hand.
But not as much like honestly. Wrestling,
but they don't. Yeah, but like if they're boxing and stuff, like you would see blood. Like,
yeah,
people would be like, it's all like, I don't know.
It's cute when it's girls. It wasn't doing cute, it wasn't. But yeah. It's like that's what the producers originally. They're like, oh, this will be fine. Mm-mm. But then they're like, wait a second. Like,
if I was Colton, I'd be like, I don't want to watch this.
No, like this ain't the way. Yeah. But Sydney freaks out. Like, has her breaking point on.
I would have been like, yo, everyone arm wrestle. Let's go.
Yeah, like
that would be fun.
Thumb wrestle. Like through the little holes. Heck like, and yeah. Like that would be cute. That'd actually be funny. Yeah. Because it'd be funny to see.
See, I make a good bachelor. I feel like.
You heard your first guy.
Yeah.
But anyways, Sydney reaches her breaking point on this one on this group date, being like, I haven't gotten a one-on-one, I haven't gotten a lot of time, blah blah blah, goes and has her chat with Colton, and Colton's and like her slash Colton send her home.
Yeah,
so she leaves after that. So this is just like the week of chops, because then Demi goes later after said one-on-one date, it said group date, she goes to his hotel room, whatever, which actually I was seeing on my Snapchat memories how last year when I was doing my Snapchat stories of these, I had said like similar thing had happened where I had said I'm like like late night hotel visits never go well because whatever girl last year went home. And then Demi, same thing, went to go make her own one-on-one time with Colton. He pretty much told her, I don't want to burden you and put you through a rose ceremony just to send you home. So yeah, I'm going to...
She wasn't expecting that. I was actually expecting that.
Nobody was expecting that.
Yeah. Well, good. I mean, at least he knows what he wants. I mean, yeah. You know what I'm saying? There's like a couple and girls there that you know you want.
Especially after like they had the little bit of one-on-one time during the group date. Oh, and they made called a call on mom? Her mom, who was freshly out of jail. Which, first of all, whose phone was that?
I feel like a producer was hyping her up. Like, you got to call your mom with him. It's
gonna
be because great.
Of course, they were like, we got to build up this emotional connection. Like, there's something there just to, like, rip the rug out of, like, us, the viewers. Like, you know.
Yeah. Well, she went home. And then the last one to go home was
Katie. And Katie. After the one-on-one date with Kerper, which
I thought Kerper was going home, but she pulled it together.
She did pull it She's together. She's smart. She pulled some sort of connection because I don't, honestly, there was not a lot of spark in that one-on-one date. I don't really remember most of it. I think the biggest spark was that she talked about how her ex-fiance was also a virgin. So, like, I think she was all like, Colton, that's relatable. And he's like, you're right.
No, I thought she handled it well. Like, she was really engaged, like, talking to him, even though she had bad, like, table manners, apparently. That's what
because she kept being, like...
Yeah.
She was all leaned over.
But that, in real life, that makes you seem like you're actually into something. Like, you know, where you're, like, engaged.
Yeah, but, like, she kind of, like, kept, like, rubbing her face. Like, there was just too much happening. Yeah. Where she, like, especially... I know that they're not eating at these tables ever, but, like, rules... of etiquette when you're eating.
She might be just tired.
You never. I'm sure they're always tired. Like they have like no.
She was not briefed on the dinner etiquette on The Bachelor. Damn. But all right. So that was The Bachelor. Pretty much a bunch of girls went.
Watch her tipsy talks because we gave we are now tagging something that's called the Rack Rose because we called how I think Taisha. You know what it means. Taisha got the rack rose because for the one group.
Well, I did notice that she has big breasticles.
Big breasticles, he says. Ladies, this is a man that's getting a woman flowers for Valentine's Day. At least he's getting her flowers.
Yeah, so get the flowers. Yeah.
She got the rack rose because because
they weren't showing her boobs in that dress.
They kept blurring it out. It was kind of funny
because like Morgan was like, I want to see that dress, but for like literally like 5-10 minutes, I'd been like, come on, pan down. Let me see what the rest of that dress do. Like, you know, because I knew it looked like it was like revealing.
Because it was like a big, deep, like, but they would. Because it was this like shimmery, fake, silky fabric. And I think because like they didn't have any, which I don't know.
No, it just probably just had a lot of cleavage.
Which like the producers have like fashion tape, I'm sure. They should have taped that shit down. But I'm sure.
No, it has nothing to do with like, it was just showing too much boob when they looked back on it.
I think there was like a little bit where you could probably see a nip, and that's why they.
No. It was just too much cleavage, I think.
God forbid we see a nipple.
Yeah. I mean, we saw one at the Super Bowl, so.
Hey.
This year. That was the, you know, I didn't want to bring up, you know, the whole boob thing, but.
I had to.
Yeah.
Because we got a lot of reactions on the Tipsy Talks.
Reactions. But anyways, all right, well, with that all being said, why don't we, this episode is going long, and we're gonna get into our slapper of the week.
We just have so much love.
Yeah, you know, Veronica is very long-winded today.
I'm sorry.
It's all good. But yeah, so our slapper of the week, this one actually, we were like, yo, did any stand out to you? This one did stand out to me when I looked at my songs. Austin Mahone is like a singer, pop singer. He's kind of, you know, there's a lot of pop singers these days, so he kind of drowns in the noise of your Shawn Mendes and Justin Bieber.
He was bigger a couple years ago.
Well, he was young, like, you know, with the younger crowd and stuff. Now he's older and he's like coming into his own, like, you know, manhood
sound.
He found like this sound, I feel like, is like your New Jack Swing sound, like early 90s hip hop, R&B. Yeah, so there's a lot of, and like Bruno Mars did a lot of this stuff on his last album too. So this song is called Why Don't We, which is actually a name of another boy band
group. I was about to say, yeah. Why don't
we? So don't get that confused. But the song is called Why Don't We by Austin Mahone. This is our slapper of the week. We're just going to get into it. Let's go.
Slacker of the week.
This song slaps.
Here's a situation that's been weighing on my brain. I know you've been looking for something brand
slapper.
New. For what I'm about to say, tell me, baby, can you give me one good reason?
It reminds me of like some like.
Give this a try. God, there's no point in
BBD.
Guilty.
Boys the Men, you know? Are you doing a Macarena?
You can literally do the Macarena to any song, and this one really works.
This one really works.
We spent a little time in the middle out on the floor. Never done it like this before.
I'm glad we cut this part out of the YouTube.
I love right now just a little. Cause your tears are so much more. Never done it like this before. Come on. Girl, why don't we? Let's not waste another moment, baby. Take a chance.
Woo!
I know that you feel this, cause I feel it.
Future Bachelor!
Like you forgot how to dance. Think of what we can do. Baby, can you give me one good reason why you don't give this a try? God, there's no point in feeling guilty. Oh, I'm asking, can you keep up? Can you keep an open mind? Got nothing to hide, so girl, why don't we spend a little time in the middle out on the floor? Never done it like this before. Come on, girl, why don't we love right now just a little? Cause your tears are so much more. Never done it like this before. Come on, girl, why don't we? Oh, baby, we could take
it down, B.
Anything you want, yeah. Long as you are right here, right with me. Baby, I'm gonna love you different. It's what you've been missing. Can you see?
Oh boy.
So girl, why don't
let's go!
Middle out on the floor.
A little acapella?
Yeah.
Like this before.
Come on.
Girl, why don't we love right now just a little?
Woo!
Girl, why don't we spend a little time in the middle? I know you've been looking
Why Don't We by Austin Mahone, Slapper of the Week. This song definitely slaps.
It does for sure.
Okay, well, do you have any shout-outs, V?
I just really wanted to shout out my friend Marissa Yuli, who lives in New York, and she spotted one of our stickers there.
Oh, and that's crazy. That was awesome. She spotted our sticker that my cousin actually put
down. Yeah, and she like told her girlfriend, she's like, oh my God, this is my friend's podcast, blah, blah, blah. So like, we coast to coast, boo.
Wow, that must have been like pretty good promotion. And those girls are like, okay, we have to watch.
And then I wanted to shout out one of my Galentine's, Madeline Matos, just because she's in Orlando now and she works in like events and stuff, and I hadn't even talked to her in a while, and I talked to her yesterday, and it was a great catch up, and I told her about the podcast and she's gonna listen. So
good promotion for the cast, you know. That's good
always.
I'd like to shout out to our kickball teammate and little munchkin, Kate, the happy birthday.
It's her 24th birthday.
Yeah. We haven't seen you in a while, so let's change that. And then also, I'd like to shout out my friend JD. He actually started interacting with you on the Tipsy Talks. He's like, I'm from Sai's friend from work.
Yeah.
So JD is like, he just started working not too long ago for the newspaper that works with us at the TV station. So I want to shout out my friend JD.
Yeah.
Thanks for he's a cool addition to like my work day.
Yeah,
like,
and he loves watching The Bachelor too. I was like, are you just following along, or are you actually watching the show? He's like, oh no, I watched it.
Oh yeah, we talk about it.
I was
it.
Like, good.
Yeah. So yeah, shout out to him, man. So those are my shout outs this week. And I guess, you know, we're going into Valentine's Day.
Yeah. Much love, Sai.
Thanks.
XOXO.
Yeah, I'm gonna take it one step at a time here. So,
well, I'm just okay.
Yeah, we'll see. I don't know. I felt like I got some good advice from you today.
Thank
on
you.
That. So,
I try.
You know, in general, you know, I'm not trying to even. I want things to happen naturally, you know, in everything in my life now. So, you know, it's all it is
you know,
about, you know.
You know, I always like to, you know, things happen for a reason, I think, you know. Definitely there's, you know, steps falls into place the way that's supposed to.
Oh, wow. Beautifully said. That was deep. So, all right, guys. Well, this has been episode 47. Next week we got 48, and it's
that's how numbers work.
Yeah, we're getting almost there, dude. The 50. I'm like
over
really
the
excited.
Hill.
The 50th episode is going to be a big deal to me.
It's going to be wild.
I can't wait. So, with that being said, this has been episode 47 of Future Bachelor. My name is Sai.
I'm Veronica.
And we'll see you next week, all right? Deuces!
Bye.